Has your mom or dad ever told you, stop whining? Has your Sparks leader ever said, don't have such a bad attitude? Complaining is easy to do. You might not like what grandma serves for dinner. You might not like doing your schoolwork. You might not even like the game you have to play at club one night. But God hates complaining. Complaining is when we whine and whine about things and have a bad attitude. God doesn't like when we complain to our parents or leaders, and He really doesn't like it when we complain to Him. When the Israelites started complaining to God, they got into big trouble. The Israelites were hiking to God's promised land. God had helped them get through the Red Sea, so they never had to worry about being slaves in Egypt again. God helped them in lots of other ways, too. Each day, He put a cloud in front of them to show them where to walk. Each night, He put a flame of fire in front of them to guide them and give them light. God also gave them good food to eat along the way. He sent sweet-tasting bread called manna every day. He sent birds called quail for meat. And God always made sure the Israelites had enough fresh water to drink. But after a while, the Israelites got tired of walking in the desert. They started to complain to God and Moses. Why have you brought us to die in the desert? They said. There's no food or water, and we are sick of eating this yucky manna. God did not like what the Israelites were saying. Instead of whining, they were supposed to be thanking God and trusting Him to take care of them. So God sent poisonous snakes to the people. The snakes bit them, and many of the people died. The people came to Moses and said, we sinned when we said those things. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away. So Moses prayed for the people. Then God told Moses to make a statue of a snake and put it up on a pole. So Moses made a snake out of metal called bronze, and they put it up on a pole. The people who were bitten could look at the bronze snake and live. Complaining is sin. And we all do it sometimes because we're all sinners. But now we have the Bible to teach us what's right and to correct us when we do wrong, not poisonous snakes. God has sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sin. John 3:14-15 says,
and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life.
In the desert, the people who looked up at the bronze snake showed they believed God would save them. Many years later, God lifted up Jesus on the cross. If we believe or trust in Jesus, we will be saved from our sin and live forever with God. Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? If not, talk to your parents or Sparks leader about it today. Sparkies, here's what you need to remember. God wants us to thank Him instead of complaining. Jesus was lifted up on the cross to save us from sin.